Love it.
All right, fellas. And if you want to play along, you can go to my Twitter page right now for verification. I'm at @Junior_Miller. I've got a big announcement.
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am now officially, as of yesterday, an ordained minister.
You are kidding me. Oh,
you did this. Thank you very much, Gordon.
Gosh, you're a fraud.
I will just take you online.
Would like each of you to now refer to me as Reverend Miller.
No way.
Never.
And as you can see, I received the credentials of ministry from the Universal Life Church as of October 28th, 2019.
Look at this certificate.
I am now a man of the cloth, and I would ask you to treat me with that respect.
The Reverend Craig Miller. Right. Look at this.
Why did you do this? Are you going to marry somebody?
I am going to perhaps marry or bury or start my own church. I can do a lot now that I have this certificate of ministry. I have official credentials of ministry, and I'm now an official minister of the Universal Life Church.
Which
not only do I get the credentials of ministry, but also if I pay $39.99,
he won't.
I can get the official press pass, which allows me. It allows me to.
You already are a press member.
It allows me to park wherever I want at churches. I have a clergy tag that I can wear. It's like a clip-on tag that goes like where a pocket protector would go. I get a wallet license. I get a certificate to marry people. And I get one by the power vested in you pamphlet from the University of Life Church.
Okay, you got the whole kit.
Yes, I get the whole kit. I get a booklet of marriage certificates, so once I marry you, I can sign them.
Okay, I've thought about doing this as well. There's been several times where P1s have asked me if I would marry them.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds crazy, but it's happened before. And, of course, as we've all heard about this Universal Life Church, that they'll basically certify anyone and make you a member of the clergy.
Hey, that's a shot at me. It's not just anyone.
I've always refused to do it out of deference to my father, who actually was a minister, went through seminary, got a doctorate degree.
Yeah, how many hours he put in.
And Junior goes and just signs up online and gets his little badge and decoder ring, and now he's a minister too.
I did not get a decoder ring. I got a badge, but no decoder ring.
Any of the Cowboys quarterback, by the way?
Oh, that's Dakota Prescott.
Okay.
Not Dakota Ring.
Dakota Rain Prescott.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah.
Do you know how long this took me?
Mm-hmm. Two minutes.
No.
How long?
About 15 seconds.
See, it's just wrong.
And it is wrong. And I felt really bad about doing this.
Why'd you do it?
Because
I do wrong stuff on the internet all the time, and I always feel bad about it.
Because I want you all to refer to me as Reverend, and I just want this in my back pocket just in case I need it at some point.
Well, you're not going to get us to refer to you as Reverend. And you may get I bet some P1 would take you up on that. Now, would you go through with it and do it?
Oh,
marry
somebody
without charging them $10,000?
Norm does it on the side.
Is he ordained?
Yeah.
Damn.
Wait. Who is he ordained by?
Probably the same one.
Same thing.
Hey, don't dismiss the Universal Life Church. It's my church. Although now that I am ordained, I may start my own church.
Uh-huh.
I've been thinking about this. We could call it the Church of Junes, where our focus will be on your spirituality, of course, but also on sports uniforms and court markings. So we'll work in a little sports fun to our Sunday service. Would you guys attend?
Delicious, yes.
Would you guys be part of my flock?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm
flock
not going to support you. Because I know you won't really go through with it. Now, if you really took the time to put together a sermon.
He's already got the credential.
You just said it took 15 seconds.
So I went through with it. That's more than you guys have done.
That's right. It's 15 seconds we haven't done, George.
And this is what it said. Once I was ordained, I got the message from the church that said, "Congratulations on your ordination. Are you planning to perform a wedding in the future? In most areas of the country, you will be asked to present official proof of your legal ordination, and so we will send you your credentials. With the credentials, you would be able to legally officiate weddings across the United States, Copy point two is impress your friends, family, and peers with your new official status.
Okay, that's not really
that's why he did it.
And copy point number three, expand your career as a minister.
Huh.
Hmm.
Very generic.
Very interesting, I think.
Expand your career as a minister. I thought this is what makes you a minister in the first place.
Yes, but now I can expand it to not just do
to not just
weddings,
nothing, but more than nothing.
To not just do weddings, but, and I'm going to offer this to the two of you right now, I would like to officiate both of your funerals.
Will you gay marry me and George right now?
I'll do that if you want.
God, I don't want either one of those things.
He could gay marry us without our permission.
You don't want one of your longest lifetime friends to officiate your funeral? Wouldn't that be touching?
That would be touching, Giorgio. Why would you be against that?
I
want some minister who doesn't even know you getting up there?
No, I wouldn't mind you giving a eulogy, but I don't want you to be the minister at my wedding.
Why not? It'd be great.
My funeral. I want someone just a little more official.
When you marry death.
But how much more official can I be?
I know, your certificate
I've got a
really
certificate.
Does look legitimate. It really does.
Yeah.
Hey,
credentials, calligraphy, and everything.
Say no more. I'll officiate both of your funerals.
We didn't ask.
Say no more. You don't even have to ask.
There's no way that you're outliving me.
We'll see
Not
about
if my
that.
Plan works.
We'll see about that. So from here on out, please refer to me as Reverend Miller. And I haven't done this yet. I haven't done this publicly, so if you guys don't mind, I know we all have some breakfast items here. If you don't mind, I'd like to say a prayer before we dive into our breakfast bars and our orange juice. If you don't mind.
Okay. You want the music going?
Can I pray?
Sorry.
No minister.
Music
no
off.
Minister says that during a service.
Can you let me pray?
Excuse me for a second.
I'm trying to get the music
here?
Turned off.
Okay.
Please. No.
You guys
want
to shut up?
I want
pray?
The music going.
Okay.
If everybody will please bow their heads.
All right.
Oh, dear God, thank you. You are such a good God to us, a kind and gentle and accommodating God. And we thank you, oh, sweet, sweet Lord of hosts, for the smorgasbord that you have so aptly laid at our table this day and each day by day. Oh, dear Lord, three things we pray: to love thee more dearly,
stealing sermon,
to see thee more clearly, to follow thee more nearly, day by day. Amen.
There you go.
It's totally very plagiarized.
Kind of reminds me of Meet the Parents, though. I don't know why.
Go in peace.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Now, can we finish our shift?
Yeah. Go in peace means go.
Congratulations,
in peace.
I guess, Reverend Miller.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, I'm going to sign up by the end of the show, and I'm going to be a battling minister. I'm going to battle him.
Oh,
yep.
Dueling ministers. That'd be great.
All right. I cannot remember if I told you guys or not that I am now an ordained minister.
You just told us yesterday.
Oh, did I?
At this time.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Oh, I don't recall.
Yes.
Well, yes, it's now been 48 hours that I've been a man of the cloth.
Uh-huh.
As you know, I was ordained.
Hadn't changed a darn thing.
I would rather have you guys say, we're happy for you, congratulations, but you can handle it however you want. Me being a man of the cloth, I forgive you for however...
Oh, that's nice of
much grace he has.
For however you're going to treat me.
Mm-hmm.
And it has changed my life. I loved what Drop Tunes came up with yesterday, and I retweeted this. It was a scene of me coming out of my house in a priest's robe with my Daisy 880 Powerline dual-action BB gun, throwing it in the trash can, walking over to a squirrel and handing him an acorn, and then the squirrel has a tear form and come down his cheek.
Look at
so sweet.
It's changed me now that I've been ordained and got some great reaction from the P1s, and everybody seems very happy for me. And they would like me to officiate their weddings or their funerals, and I've offered to officiate your funerals, guys.
Yeah, we haven't taken you up on that yet.
1P1 says, Junes, can you do exorcisms?
Ooh, how about that? We'll do one on the show.
I have a demon squirrel in my yard, he says. Well, I'll see what I can do about that. But I'm going to try to work everybody in. I'm in very high demand right now.
We can start with Gordo on the exorcism.
What are you talking about?
There's something
I'm
evil
more of a
inside
man
you.
Of the cloth than he's ever been.
James says, if you're starting a church, you can't call it Church of the Junes. That's too generic. He suggests House of Junes, June's Temple, Shrine of the Spank,
whoa,
or Spank Sanctum.
Yeah, I think Shrine of the Spank is pretty accurate.
Anyway, it has been life-changing, and it's only been 48 hours now, and so I am officially certified by Universal Life Church, and I also tweeted my credentials of ministry that were given to me as I was ordained on October 28th of this very year. And it was a little amazing how quickly I was ordained. Somebody emailed me yesterday and said, do you realize it takes 17 years to become a Jesuit priest?
And really?
17 years, and I was ordained in about 15 seconds.
17 seconds.
A friend of mine said yesterday a very funny line, so basically, it takes you as long as the quality of your internet speed to get ordained
yes.
by the Universal Life Church, and that is correct. but I'm very excited about this, and everyone wants to know what to call me. And I think I've settled on the Right Reverend Miller.
That's too awkward. I've never understood that. What is Right Reverend mean? What's the difference in that and a reverend?
I love that term. It's a very Southern term, and it means you're right with God. So he's the Right Reverend Miller.
The Right Reverend Miller.
So that's what I believe. Some people have wanted to call me Your Holiness. That's a little too haughty. I prefer the Right Reverend Miller. And if you guys don't mind, I feel like I need to practice.
All right.
Because pretty soon I'm going to have to give a sermon.
I don't think you're going to have to.
Pretty soon I'm going to want to give a sermon.
Okay.
And so I feel like I need to get my sermon chops down. So I have a practice sermon I'd like to run through. So I'd like you guys to represent my flock as I preach to you guys.
We'll flock around a little bit while you're reading this.
Okay. So I want you to hear it out and then give me some tips, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down, where you think I could improve things.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
He's doing the Prince thing.
Okay, thumbs down. You got to quit plagiarizing.
Can you wait until the end?
You got to hear the whole sermon, I guess.
Electric.
In life, we are all tempted by temptation. Temptation comes to us in many forms. Temptations of the flesh, which could be the large, heaving bosom of a woman or man. Or it could be the long, shapely getaway sticks of a woman or man, whatever floats your boat. I have a close friend who battles another type of temptation daily, the temptation of gambling and the lure of easy money. In fact, this man is so lost in that world that he today wears a mohawk because he lost a bet he made with himself. Mm-hmm. That
don't
my
single out people
I think he's talking about you, George.
That, my children, is rock bottom.
I think we have time to make a coffee run real quick.
Pray for my friend. Sometimes temptation comes in the form of music, like The Temptations, the famous Motown group that brought us hits like My Girl and Just My Imagination.
He's padding.
Yeah.
But brothers and sisters, it's not just my imagination that we are tempted by Mr. Satan every day and every night.
Mr. Satan?
Why, I have another close friend who is lost on the dark side.
I think he's talking about you again, George.
Maybe. He worships a known assassin who took the life of one of our presidents.
He's talking about
Fernando. It is you, George.
This lost soul even purchased this assassin's bathtub and takes unholy bubble baths in said tub nightly.
That is where I store my unholy water.
There, by the grace of God, go I. Any of us could fall prey to temptation. It's everywhere, all around us, right now, all the time, today.
Rewrite.
Just look around yourself today and keep looking.
Rewrite that.
Let us not look down upon these troubled souls, though. Instead, let us pray for them. Please, now, bow your heads.
Okay.
Bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts, which we are about to receive from thy bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen.
God.
Just a reminder, there will be coffee and donuts in the church hall after service, and on Wednesday, I'll host bingo in the hall with all proceeds going to victims.
Victims?
All proceeds going to victims.
So what'd you guys think?
I thought you rushed through the prayer part of it.
Yeah. I don't think you should single out people in the congregation so much.
Yeah.
Wait, did that hit too close to home?
It's not like, bad. It's just, you know, you may make...
Seem like an end around for you to air dirty laundry on people.
Right.
I forgive both of you for the bad things you've said about my sermon. And
well, you wanted feedback.
Yes.
I hope you go in God's name.
I call for you to be defrocked before the end of the day.
Sir, you are talking to an ordained minister.
Barely.
Gosh, she's playing that card on us now.
Anyway, I'll keep updating you guys on how my second job is going.
Okay. Yeah, please do.